Bad Girls. Written by Jacqueline Wilson and read by Josie Lawrence.
They were going to get me. I saw them the moment I turned the corner. They were halfway down, waiting near the bus stop. Melanie, Sarah and Kim. Kim, the worst one of all. I didn't know what to do. I took a step forward, my sandals sticking to the pavement. They were nudging each other. They'd spotted me. I couldn't see that far, even with my glasses, but I knew Kim would have that great big smile on her face. I stood still. I looked over my shoulder. Perhaps I could run back to school. I'd hung around for ages already. Maybe they'd lock the playground gates. But perhaps one of the teachers would still be there. I could pretend I had a stomachache or something, and then maybe I'd get a lift in their car.
Look at Mandy! She's going to go rushing back to school, baby!
Kim yelled. She seemed to have her own magic glasses that let her see right inside my head. She didn't wear ordinary glasses, of course. Girls like Kim never wear glasses or braces on their teeth. They never get fat. They never have a silly haircut. They never wear stupid baby clothes. If I ran back, they'd only run after me. So I went on walking, even though my legs were wobbly. I was getting near enough to see them properly. Kim was smiling all right. They all were. I tried to think what to do. Daddy told me to try teasing her back, but you can't tease girls like Kim. There's nothing to tease her about. Mum said just ignore them, and then they'll get tired of teasing. They hadn't got tired yet. I was getting nearer and nearer. My sandals were still sticking. I was sticking too. My dress stuck to my back. My forehead was wet under my fringe. But I tried very hard to look cool. I tried to stare straight past them. Arthur King was waiting at the bus stop. I stared at him instead. He was reading a book. He was always reading books. I like reading too. It was a shame Arthur King was a boy and a bit weird. Otherwise we might have been friends. I didn't have any proper friends now. I used to have Melanie, but then she got friendly with Sarah. Then Kim decided she'd have them in her gang. Melanie always said she hated Kim, but now she was her best friend. If Kim wants you as a friend, then that's it. You don't argue with her. She can be so scary. She was right in front of me now. I couldn't stare past her anymore. I had to look at her. Her bright black eyes and her glossy hair and her big mouth smiling, showing all her white teeth. I could even see her when I shut my eyes. It was as if she'd stepped right through my glasses, straight into my head, smiling and smiling.